What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And once again, the phone numbers to call into the program, 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, 512-716-1897. Now, let's get on over about the immigration situation, because over in Germany, I think Angela Merkel, boy, it is really coming down out there. I think Angela Merkel has come to accept that she's going to lose her next election, and she is trying to prove that she is a loyal minion of the New World Order. She is still defending her open borders immigration policy and refusing to impose migrant caps, even though her key government partners and her own party are saying it's time to have some limits on what's going on. And Merkel is saying, no, we're going to open the borders. Everybody's coming on in. Now, there's a new scandal that has come on out about this whole refugee issue, because we have been told that these refugees are fleeing war and disaster and starvation, which, to be honest, are caused by all these U.S. military interventions. Nobody talks about shutting them down as a way to deal with the refugee crisis. But you probably heard these recent reports where places like Sweden can't actually find most of the refugees that are supposed to be there. And according to Die Welt, what they've discovered is the refugees are being lured to Europe with all these promises of free stuff. They'll fill out the paperwork to qualify for asylum, and then they go back home. So obviously their homes aren't these horrible places of war and starvation. They go back home and hang on out waiting for word that their asylum status has been granted. I mean, it's just a gigantic scam. Now, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker is out there calling for unity in the face of all these member states of the European Union who are starting to strain at the leash. Brexit, of course, had the Brexit vote. They're trying to find some way that they can derail that. Marine Le Pen is already out there saying that she is going to support a referendum for leaving the EU. We're hearing the same thing from Italy. We're hearing the same thing from Spain. And basically, the EU is collapsing. And it's collapsing because it started as a free trade zone only, and the European Commission got too big for their britches and started trying to run the place and federalize it as a single nation state under their control. Then they poured in all the refugees to try and destroy the regional identity of the member nations. They literally came on out and said, if we put enough Syrian refugees into Sweden, well, then it's not really Sweden anymore, is it? And when you add to that the predatory practices of that European Central Bank, I mean, that was the built-in self-destruct device right from day one. And they're trying to figure out some way they can hold it together. But the ordinary people of Europe, they've had it. Because of the refugee crisis, they've gone back to closed borders. That whole open borders, Schengen situation was supposed to be the beautiful thing about the European Union. That's now gone. All the upside is gone. They're left with the downside. They want out. Now, there's an article that came out of Infowars.com. Groundswell of discontent worries the IMF. The International Monetary Fund is very upset that ordinary people are just not going along with this one world government, new world order, one private central bank. And the globalists are out there screaming about Donald Trump has become a focus for the anti-New World Order movement, and they're out there trying to blame it. It's that Donald Trump's fault. He's brought about the rise of the anti-New World Order movement. That's not accurate. It's not even close to being accurate. It's not even the same time zone with being accurate. Trump didn't create the anti-New World Order movement. The New World Order created the anti-New World Order movement by proving itself to be a bunch of corrupt money junkies, an extension, a carry forward of how corrupt our national governments are. who wants more of the same. We've seen how corrupt the government of nation states are. Why would we accept a larger version of the same thing, lording over vast regions of planet Earth, leading to a single golden throne of Earth that will be even more corrupt and tyrannical? Now, down in Australia, a newly elected Senator Malcolm Roberts used his first speech to call for Australia to exit from the United Nations. And I can understand why. The United Nations has proved itself to be completely impotent, especially in the face of the crimes of Israel against Gaza and the West Bank. When Israel became a member of the United Nations, there were two requirements on its membership. One, a Palestinian right of return. And two, if the Palestinians themselves chose not to return to the villages and homes that were taken from them during the creation of Israel, Israel would financially compensate them for their losses. Israel has not complied with either requirement. If the United Nations really was doing its job, they would have kicked Israel out by now. But of course, anytime the UN tries to hold Israel to account, the United States goes in there and goes, veto, 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 veto. All right, I'm going to do a shout-out here to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about the international news and various issues here. Now then, remember the Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 crash was lost over Ukraine. My personal theory is Poroshenko set up a warplane to shoot down Vladimir Putin's presidential jet, which was flying in the same area at the same time, painted with the same colors used by Malaysian Airlines, and the pilot got the wrong plane. Well, of course, it's all been blame Russia, blame Russia, blame Russia, blame Russia, including the imposition of sanctions. Well, the European Union Council was finally forced to admit that the claimed link between the Russian corporation Almaz-Ante and the MH17 crash in eastern Ukraine didn't exist. There's no evidence for it whatsoever, and as a result, they're going to basically rescind the sanctions on that company. But they were all lying to push their political agenda, because that's how politicians are. They're not concerned with facts. They're not concerned with the truth. It's how can I push my agenda? More money, more power, more control here. Now, over at UC Berkeley, the chancellor has received a letter of complaint from Rossman Benjamin, signed by the heads of 43 Jewish civil rights and education advocacy organizations, expressing their deep concern about a student-taught, credit-bearing course called Palestine, a Settler Colonial Analysis. And as the name implies, all the course did was talk about the history of the settlements by Israelis in the occupied West Banks. And these Zionists basically declared that this is anti-Israel to talk about how Israel is building illegal settlements on other people's lands. And the chancellor of UC Berkeley buckled under and canceled the class. And he should have been doing a little more homework, because over at City University of New York, where they were getting all these complaints about how all these political science courses about what Israel's been doing were anti-Semitic. They hired lawyers and basically went through. And what they found is expressions of political opposition to the actions of the state of Israel do not qualify as anti-Semitism. And such expressions of criticism to the acts and policies of the state of Israel are protected speech under the First Amendment. See, Israel's attitude is any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitism. Now, can you imagine defenders of the Nazis getting on up and saying, you're just being anti-German? Hitler didn't do anything wrong. You just hate the German people. And we would laugh at the absurdity of it, and yet Israel keeps getting away with that because the media goes along. USS Liberty, oh, you're just being an anti-Semite. Illegal settlements, oh, you're just being an anti-Semite. five dancing Israelis at the World Trade Towers. Oh, you're just being an anti-Semite. It's ridiculous. The issue is not the ethnic group of Israel. It's not their religion. It's not their language. It's their behavior. And criticizing the behavior of any government anywhere on earth is, as these lawyers concluded, protected speech under the First Amendment, which is why Israel hates our Bill of Rights. Now, we have been poking fun at the gun grabbers and talking about how up in Chicago, which is held aloft as the model of gun control in the United States, the violence in the streets is completely out of control. And there's a very interesting story that was found over at WakingTimes.com, where an ex-Chicago gang member has released a video saying that crates of fully automatic firearms would regularly be found in alleyways and back streets of urban Chicago in the early hours of the morning, basically giving free illegal weapons to the gangs of Chicago. And he said it's obviously some kind of political design, because it's only in the low-income areas. The firearms were Class 3 automatic firearms. And the guns are everywhere. This is where they're coming from. Criminals aren't allowed to buy guns. Chicago has strict gun control. These weapons are being brought in by somebody. Well, who do you think that might be? And if you go back and you look at all the guns the U.S. government is giving to everybody, like, remember Fast and Furious? They armed Mexican drug cartels with military weapons. Remember Iran-Contra in the 1980s that launched the Clintons' political and economic fortunes, where the CIA was manufacturing and smuggling untraceable military weapons down to Nicaragua for the Contras to use against the Sandinistas. The U.S. government is in the gun-running business. And they use that inner-city crime in Chicago as an argument for banning guns. That's how sick this is. Now, over in San Jose, California, the city council is looking at a ban on all guns within city limits, even within your own home, to defend your home against crime. The San Jose City Council is seriously saying you should not have a right to protect your home from criminals. You can just call the police. They'll be there in 20, 30 minutes. Then they'll use civil forfeiture to steal everything in your house, and if you resist, they'll shoot you dead. It is completely ridiculous. Now, the New York Times is looking for a new climate change editor who will support the story of human-caused global warming, because the big push is on. They need that carbon tax. They need to convince you to ignore your own lying eyes and trust in those pretty little charts and graphs that are coming out of NASA and NOAA. Oh, it's hot. It's just hot. It's so hot. It's broiling, broiling, broiling. It's actually snowing in the Sierras. Kirkwood Mountain. Now, you remember one of the big icons of Al Gore's global warming movement were those poor, suffering polar bears. They're on the verge of drowning. Actually, polar bears can swim. More than that, they can float. Their fur is actually hollow. That's what makes it look white. And it makes it very buoyant. And it's also insulation. That air gap in the middle of the fur strands is good thermal insulation. Polar bears float. They can swim 60 miles. This idea that they were drowning was ridiculous. They're on the verge of extinction. Well, actually, no, because apparently up at this remote Arctic post being manned by Russian scientists, they have a surplus of these close to extinct polar bears. And it's a bit of a problem. They have no weapons other than rubber bullets. And because they're already snowed and iced in, they can't be extracted for at least a month. And the polar bears are just ripping everything up there. The Old Farmer's Almanac was right. It's going to be a very hard winter, the latest in a long series. And NASA's out there saying, oh, it's hot. We've got pretty charts and graphs. It's just broiling out there. And, you know, yeah, maybe it's cold where you are, but trust us, the rest of the world is on fire. Boy, talk about if at first you don't succeed, lie again. And partly it's because they're desperate to impose a carbon tax on you. The other part of it is, right now, the corporate media is struggling to hang on to what little remains of their credibility. The American people don't trust the corporate media anymore, and the exposure of yet another organized plan to deceive the public about global warming could be the final blow to the corporate media. All right. Now then, let's talk about computers here a little bit. VMware Workstations Installer loads dangerous junk, so patch it ASAP. This gets into the area of what's called virtual printing. And apparently there's a weakness there where the so-called desktop hypervisor can be tricked into executing almost any code at all. Now, over in Great Britain, security researchers are basically saying that during 2015, there were 9,000 data breaches costing an estimated 300 million British pounds sterling. And the government doesn't do a thing about it. Now, who is doing things about it? There is a group called No More Ransom, and this is an industry group. It's a collective. They're private citizens, and they have come out with tools to clear computers of ransomware. They're giving away free decryption keys and other tools to get rid of the infections. And the group has basically been handing the stuff out for free. Now, it doesn't work in the case of the ransomware that isn't really encrypting everything but deleting it, so please maintain your backups. But here's the important point. These are private individuals with far less resources than are available to the government, and yet somehow they're able to do the job that the U.S. government with far more resources cannot, or more to the point, will not do. And it raises a very disturbing possibility. We know that our government is currently engaged in a program of pillage against law-abiding American citizens with the civil forfeiture laws. We know Kaspersky has identified one hacker group, the Equation Group, as being the NSA. The FBI's official recommendation if you get hit with ransomware is pay the ransom. And it raises a very disturbing possibility that the ransomware epidemic is just another way that the desperately broke and hopelessly in debt U.S. government is plundering and pillaging their own people. Because if this small group of individuals are able to defeat the ransomware, why isn't the NSA? Why can't the FBI? Why can't the NSA? Or are those people in all these positions simply in their positions because they were generous donors to the last presidential campaign? Is the entire U.S. federal government hopelessly inept or corrupt? Could be both. Take your pick. Something else came out. Well, actually, we got to take another break for commercials here. When we come on back, I got a funny story. You're going to love this one. Palm to forehead moment. We'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And one of the things that came out of Guccifer's latest dump of DNC emails, apparently at one point, the people over at the DNC realized their emails had been hacked and the passwords were known. So what did they do? They emailed new passwords to everyone. Good thinking. Good thinking there. All right. Now, story coming out of CNET.com, which is a good resource for things having to do with computers. Apparently, sites owned by Viacom, Mattel, Hasbro, and Jumpstart were caught tracking children's online activity, which is a violation of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act of 1998, and they've been hit with a collective fine of $835,000. And I'm sure this was all being done for marketing purposes and figuring out what the little kiddies want to do. But it really has gone overboard. And in a lot of cases, this kind of tracking isn't even accurate. And I'll give you a good example. In the course of putting together stories for What Really Happened, I'll do a lot of web searches on things that normally would not be of interest to me, only to find my email box loaded up with ads to buy things that I really don't want, but obviously resulted from a web search at some point. So I'm sure by now they have a huge, huge file on Michael Rivero's purchase preferences, and 99% of it's junk. It's not relevant. Okay, let's see here. All right, let me put that away for now. Apparently, John McCain is having issues with Twitter because he just had this hearing on cybersecurity. The point of the hearing seems to have been to get Admiral Mike Rogers to say the nation would be less safe if Cybercom Command was split away from the NSA. And this is a contradiction to what Rogers said at a conference himself, that NSA wants to go and do their cryptography and the cybersecurity division ought to be its own. McCain is out there now claiming hackers are accessing the Arizona voting system. So it looks like he may lose his election, and he's already getting ready to say, oh, it was hacked by those evil Russians. And apparently he's also got an issue with Twitter's long-term refusal to allow Dataminer to sell Twitter data to the CIA. Now, ever since we found out from Edward Snowden, who I hope Donald Trump will pardon, I've pointed out that data mining social media is a waste of time. Everybody lies on social media, especially if they're trying to get a hot date for the weekend. They exaggerate things. They use old pictures of themselves. They brag about what they've done and what they own, and they exaggerate. There were several cases where the Internal Revenue Service was scanning through Facebook posts looking for people who owned things that the Internal Revenue Service didn't think they ought to be able to afford, given their income level. And they went out and investigated a bunch of people, and every time they came up short, finding out that it was just a story on Facebook. Social media is not a reliable source of raw intelligence, and still they're out there playing with these games. Now, down in Brazil, and we've reported this before, but it is worth repeating. Brazil is now out there saying that Zika does not cause birth defects. And Zika has been around for 70 years. It's actually a very mild illness. But everybody was pointing the finger at Zika when Brazil suffered an... Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for or fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm getting a whole bunch of emails. Apparently, we have a gecko that hangs out by the Atlantean sword there and comes and goes. And every time he shows up, I get emails. 22 years in the truth business, and the gecko's getting the fan email. I mean, that's very, very humbling. Yeah, Claire's laughing in the other room. Somebody actually posted a YouTube video, just a clip, 10-second clip of the gecko running up the wall behind here. Oh, my goodness. Next, I'll get sued by the Geico people. All righty. Now then, getting on back to the story. Brazil is now saying the Zika virus does not cause microcephalic babies. And their rationale is really very simple. Zika's been around for 70 years. It never caused these problems before. Zika is actually a very mild illness. And Brazil got this sudden epidemic of microcephalic babies the year following establishment of a mandatory vaccination program for pregnant women. But of course, we're never allowed to question the safety and efficacy of vaccines. And so immediately all the vaccine companies are saying, oh, it's Zika. Zika's doing it. It's a horrible thing, Zika. And that, of course, triggered off this eradication program here in the United States of America, focused on a pesticide called NALED, which actually can cause microcephalic babies, as well as killing off benign insect species such as honeybees. And we find out then that the governor of Florida, where they're doing most of this right now, has a financial link to the company that has been hired to eradicate the mosquitoes carrying Zika. And if you really think about it, they're actually causing a lot more damage than if they had just left well enough alone. Even the CDC is saying most people will self-vaccinate to the Zika virus. In many ways, it's like dengue. Now, we've all heard dengue fever, and it sounds scary, and it is. For a small percentage of the people who get it, it can go hemorrhagic, and they can have a very horrible end. About 20% of the people who get dengue fever, it presents as kind of a flu or a cold. That's what happened when I got it. Most people who get dengue fever never even know they have it. That's how benign it is. But they're out there saying, oh, you know, we've got microcephalic babies right after the vaccine program starts. It must be Zika. We're going to spray for Zika. Money, 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 money. Now, Hillary Clinton, as part of her campaign, has come out with a new book. Whether she wrote it or not is almost irrelevant. The book is called Stronger Together, and it supposedly outlines the policies Hillary Clinton would pursue if she were able to steal the White House. And they describe it as a blueprint for America's future. Sounds vaguely familiar on that one. And apparently it has sold a grand total of 3,000 copies in its first week. That is an epic disaster. And according to the New York Times, which is reporting on this story, a book's first week sales account for basically a third of the total sold, which means she's going to get a grand total of $9,000 out of this book. Nobody's buying it. I remember when It Takes a Village came out. Oh, it's a bestseller. It's going to be this and it's going to be that. And then 6 months later, it was in the manager's closeout bin. And the message there is clear. People aren't interested in Hillary's policies. They are not buying the book. The real support is not there. It's a manufactured illusion. Speaking of illusions, we are hearing that Hillary Clinton was very angry over the fact that somebody got a video of her stumbling on Sunday, which wasn't supposed to happen. They worked to keep the press away from her for these situations, but somebody got the video. It went viral. They tried to buy it up and take it off the net, but the damage was already done. And Hillary is apparently dropping the blame for all of this on the Secret Service, who are supposed to be out there smashing cameras and whatever all else. Well, let's be fair to the Secret Service here. They were holding Hillary up. They were keeping her from falling over. And chasing off the guy with the camera was probably not a priority. But former Secret Service protective detail members who've worked with the Clintons before are saying that when Hillary gets angry, the ashtrays will be flying. And a lot of the Clintons' protective detail, when Bill Clinton was president, asked to be transferred off. It got that difficult dealing with Hillary. When she's away from the public eye and away from the cameras, she screams, she belittles people. She's not a very nice individual, and the former Secret Service people will tell you that. One of them's got a book out, and it provides some insights into exactly the real character of Hillary Clinton. And again, even under the best of circumstances, somebody who loses their temper that easily is a danger when they're holding the keys to the nuclear weapons. There are so many reasons that Hillary should not be allowed into the White House. And if you're looking for a moment of clarity for the November elections, stop worrying about whether you've got reasons to vote for Donald Trump or not, and think of all the reasons you have to vote against Hillary Clinton. And when you approach the election from that point of view, it's a very easy decision to make. Hillary is dangerous. She's dangerous to the nation. She represents a continuation of the narcocracy, of all the corruption we have seen in our government going back 30 years to that CIA gun and drug running operation that launched it all. Now, lately we have been seeing how a lot of people are starting to sue for being defamed. As you know, this gun group is suing Katie Couric for $12 million for deceptively editing her anti-gun documentary to make them look foolish. And Glenn Beck has reached a settlement in a lawsuit from a Saudi Arabian student, Abdul Rahman Al-Harbi, 20-year-old Saudi scholarship student living in Boston. Glenn Beck identified him as the person who funded the Boston Marathon bombings. And he made that statement even after federal officials made it clear this student had nothing to do with it. But a story is a story, and Glenn Beck went out with this thing, and to nobody's surprise, in March of 2014, Al-Harbi filed a suit in which he accused Beck and Beck's companies, The Blaze and Mercury Radio Arts, and Beck's distributor, Premier Networks, of defamation and slander. And they finally reached a settlement, the details of which are being kept confidential. But it's time to start fighting back against all these people in corporate media who are just saying whatever they're being told to say. And sometimes it'll work out, sometimes it won't. If you go back and you look at that Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit, these two reporters had an absolute ironclad case for wrongful termination. They were assigned to do a story about Monsanto's synthetic bovine growth hormone. It was supposed to be a puff piece about what a great product it was and all farmers should use it. And they discovered that people who were consuming the meat and dairy products from the treated cows were suffering a whole range of mysterious medical problems. And they reported that. And Monsanto, which advertised heavily on Fox News, said, you will change it. Fox management said, you will change it. The reporters stood their ground and said, no, this, the public needs to know that this is going on. And Fox News fired them. And these reporters sued for wrongful termination. And to tell you just how bad the corporate media has gotten in this country, the reporters lost their case on appeal when the courts ruled that because there is no law requiring the corporate media to be truthful with the American people, that management at corporate media can order their prostitutes and correspondents to lie to the public, and if they refuse, they can be legally fired. So that's all you need to know about the corporate media. They are there to feed you whatever the corporate owners and political powers that be want you to be thinking. And so it's no surprise that public trust in the corporate media is at an all-time record low. And it's not likely to improve anytime soon. In fact, 2016 could be the watershed year in which the independent media basically starts commanding the majority of the audience. In fact, we may already be there. I have more people reading my website than most big city newspapers. I don't have the ad revenues to show for it, but that's the reality out there. All right, let's talk about science and nature. As you know, there's a major typhoon bearing down on Taiwan. There, it's Cat 5. They're going to have a really ugly, ugly time. We're looking at a couple of days of rough weather here. It's not a hurricane, but a lot of thunderstorms coming on in. So we're going to be powering off the computer as soon as the show is over. Meanwhile, down on the Big Island, there are indications that Kilauea Volcano may be about to have a major eruption. Now, if you've ever been to the Big Island and visited the volcanoes, you'll know that Kilauea Crater, and there's this wonderful little hotel called Volcano House, that sits on the edge of the larger crater and overlooks Kilauea crater. It's not the original building, but Volcano House has been there for a long time. Mark Twain used to stay there when he would go visit the Big Island. And they have a beautiful koa wood piano, which I've got a picture of Claire playing that. But if you look at Kilauea, there's a flat bottom because it's basically a crusted over lava pool. And over time, it goes up and it goes down and it goes up and it goes down. Well, now it's at its highest level in 42 years, and they're saying this could indicate that there's going to be a sizable eruption, and they can be very, very spectacular. So we'll see what happens down there, and if at all possible, you know, get on down there. Over in Japan, the Sakajima volcano, I'm mispronouncing it, I know I am, because I don't have it in front of me, that's showing signs of erupting as well. All right, so let's step on back here and hit the high points of this latest dump from Guccifer 2.0 of internal DNC emails. And, of course, the corporate media is going ballistic. They're trying to equate whistleblowing on government corruption with stealing celebrities' naked photos and making them go public. And by the way, folks, let me share a little something, little insight from my years in Hollywood. When a celebrity takes naked pictures of themselves and they put them up on their website, they want them to go public because it's a way to keep their star in the public eye. Okay? It's just another way of grabbing attention. It's one step above being in the tabloids at the supermarket checkout counters. But it's usually intentional when they put that stuff up there. And then they'll make a big thing, oh, how my privacy has been invaded. You put them up there. And the gecko just got another fan email here. It's bizarre. So the DNC emails are revealing a lot of new information about what's been going on. There was definitely a pay-for-play operation, not just in the Clinton Foundation, but to the Democratic Party as a whole. And we're learning that people who are holding these top ambassadorships and appointed positions in places like the FCC aren't really qualified to be there. They were given these positions as a reward for raising huge amounts of money. Something else that came out of these DNC emails is back in 2015, Colin Powell was trading emails with a donor saying that Hillary's health is so bad she could hardly get up the podium. And remember that one of the photos that came out earlier this year showed Hillary Clinton standing up and making a speech and being literally held up by two people on either side of her. So that came on out. A lot of internal friction about how Hillary and Obama really can't stand each other came on out. But mostly, it's just another reminder of the incredible amounts of corruption going on in our political system. And it really is time for it to stop. And we're looking at more information yet to come from Julian Assange. And it's just like a slow drip, like the Chinese water torture. And Hillary's people are in a panic. They don't know how to control this stuff. That's why we had the interim head of the DNC out there saying, don't look at those files. There's malware. It'll infect your computer. It'll format your hard drive. It'll make your teeth fall out if you dare look at that stuff. And, of course, the usual fallback position, oh, it's all Russian lies. The Russians did this. You don't want to be part and parcel to the Russians. And we know that Russia had nothing to do with it because, first of all, let's be honest, if Russia had gotten this information, they would not make it public. They would use it to blackmail and control people inside the U.S. government. And blackmail only works if this stuff is kept secret. Julian Assange has already said none of this came from Russia. He's implied but stopped short of saying that it was an internal leak by Seth Rich, who was assassinated shortly thereafter. Oliver Stone is saying his inside contacts are saying this was all an internal leak. There are people inside the Hillary campaign, they've had it. They're fed up. There's been a lot of turnover, a lot of people resigning. We had that story in WorldNet Daily where Clinton insiders who know her are starting to leak out that she's got Parkinson's stage 3. So Hillary's got a real problem, and it's a reminder that when you are a figurehead in a political campaign or a government, you don't abuse your people the way we know Hillary was abusing the White House staff from all these tell-all books from the Secret Service. And I would say that probably Hillary is finally beginning to understand the wisdom of the old saying that you need to be very, very careful who you step on your way to the top, because you are going to meet them again on your way back down to the bottom, whether it's the Secret Service, your campaign staff, or the occasional visual effects expert whose career got wrecked 22 years ago. Claire's laughing again. And, yeah, there's a little bit of payback going on here, but I did another interview on our radio station today, and I pointed out that initially I got into this out of a sense of outrage and indignation. But my reasons have changed over the years, and I will share that with you when we come back from these words for sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today here. And I'm doing a lot of radio interviews these days besides my own show. And I'm always being asked how I got started in this, what keeps me going after 22 years. And when I first got blacklisted, yes, anger, outrage, a desire for payback, that was all part of the equation. But as I began to look more and more into what was really going on inside our country, I began to realize the issues went far beyond what had happened to Claire and I, to the very heart of what this nation was supposed to be and what it had actually become, whether it was the fraud over TWA 800, the cover-up and the lies. And I began to realize that it's not a rare occurrence when government lies to the American people. It's business as usual. And that's what people really need to wake up and understand. The government doesn't lie to you on rare occasions. They lie to you about everything. Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And it's time for it to stop. Now, I will not live under a government that lies to me. I don't give my consent to a government that lies to me. And that consent would be meaningless anyway because it's a legal precedent, principle rather, that fraud negates consent. If we have the Declaration of Independence, that just governments rule with the consent of the governed. But the instant the government lies to you, that consent is negated. So this is a government that's operating by virtue of its constant lies without any legitimacy. And I like to say every once in a while that I will have a truthful government or I'll have no government at all. And the real issue there is what kind of a nation are we leaving to our children? Could any parent who's responsible and cares about their children really be willing to let them be sold into slavery to a government that lies to them about everything, to take their money, to take their freedoms, to send them off to be killed and crippled in wars? It really is time for it to stop. And I am very hopeful that we are going to succeed in getting Donald Trump into the White House so that we can begin to pry that iron-fisted grip of the narcocracy off the throat of our government and clean house, because it's long, long, long overdue. All of these people need to be held to account. The corporations have to be reined in. The money junkies have to be reined in. And we need a central government that remembers its first duty and obligation is to we the American people and the American nation. Not Wall Street, not Israel, not the military-industrial complex, but we the American people. That's why I agree with Donald Trump. It's time to make America great again. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. A reminder, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know, everywhere that you can. The issues are so important this election year. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, Talking Pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for
for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.